We mentioned on the show before that Philadelphia-based pharmacy chain Rite Aid filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in October. And since then, they announced closures for about 18 stores in our region. That leaves it up to patients to find a new pharmacy. But drugstores are already struggling with overworked technicians, theft, and health insurance red tape. And now, some black and brown neighborhoods in particular are at risk of becoming pharmacy deserts. Here with us now is Marcus Biddle, Health Equity Fellow for WHYY's The Pulse. Marcus, welcome to Studio 2.
Hi, thank you for having me, Avi, Sherry.
Yes.
Glad to be on.
Yeah, so Rite Aid has been very unique when compared to other pharmacy chains due to their presence in underserved communities. But I want you to just sort of set the scene. Why are they so challenged now to where they have to file bankruptcy and are forced to close so many stores?
So this is a very complex issue that is very multi-layered. But to zoom out a little bit, I think that there's two main takeaways about why Rite Aid specifically. So the first is that pharmacies around the nation are struggling very, very mightily financially, whether it's due to labor costs, low labor, retail theft, as Avi had mentioned. And it's having a trickle-down effect, not just with some of the big-box chain pharmacies or, you know, the big three pharmacies that we think of, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, but it's also having its impact on independent pharmacies as well. And when you zoom out to, you know, when you examine some of the issues that are affecting Rite Aid, for instance, you know, by filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, comparing that with independent pharmacies, they're not multi-billion dollar companies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the thing that I want to really key in on is just how unprecedented this is to have a large pharmacy, albeit based in the Philadelphia region, but nationally, to have to sell off its assets, nearly $3.5 billion worth of their stores and assets. So
yeah, one of your sources called it a Farmageddon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and this was a term that was coined actually this fall. There were a couple of protests and walkouts of hundreds, thousands of pharmacists around the country that were threatening to basically protest the fact that they are dealing with these labor challenges. They are dealing with retail theft. They are dealing with pharmacy benefit managers and how much that is kind of creeping up on their finances. But I think, you know, within that short stint of having pharmacists nationally that were protesting and walking out about these issues, it's also, I think, very emblematic of sort of the larger picture of years worth of pharmacies that have been experiencing these losses that go far back even before the pandemic.
And I want to make clear, because most people don't understand this, is that, you know, pharmacists are saying they're paid pretty well, but they're being overworked. Can you hone in on what the overwork issue is? Because they're doing things that typically pharmacists 10 years ago didn't have to do.
Yeah. And I think one great example of this is the COVID-19 pandemic. During the COVID-19 pandemic, pharmacists and technicians were doing a lot of things that they probably wouldn't have normally been doing, such as administering medications, giving COVID-19 vaccinations, being the point in some cases, especially when you look at, you know, CVS's model with their Minute Clinic, having an on-person medical staff on site for people. So there are different things that are kind of compounding this paradigm, and pharmacists now are finally having enough of it.
It sounds like they were doing a lot except putting medicines together.
Yeah. Right, and the core job. So what happens to the patients who used to pick up their scripts at these Rite Aids that are closing? Where do they go, and how does that trickle down to the pharmacies that remain open?
Yeah, that's a big question, right? And in talking to a pharmacy expert at Temple Health for my story, one of the biggest concerns, and this is, I think, something that is a little bit unique to the Philadelphia region just because Rite Aid had such a prominent presence within the Philadelphia region, probably even more so than some of the other bigger pharmacies, is that the fear is that now that Rite Aid pharmacies are shutting down in the region, it's going to put a lot more stress and pressure on independent pharmacies that are probably in nearby neighborhoods where Rite Aids were located. So in talking to a source, The biggest concern really is, and this kind of deals with a more complicated issue of pharmacy benefit managers, is that pharmacies are just not going to be able to restock the drug supply for patients that are rolling over their scripts that Rite Aid might have otherwise fulfilled for the patients.
And I want to just play this clip. Rob Franco is executive director of the Philadelphia Association of Retail Druggists. And he's talking about how insurance payments will determine if these independent pharmacies will take on new customers.
If that patient is going to bring in profit or not, the chances are, with the way the reimbursements are nowadays, pharmacy's probably going to lose money on that patient.
And so we have less than a minute, Marcus, but I want you to just sort of like, what is going to happen to folks? Because now these independent pharmacies could possibly turn them away. Pharmacy deserts, talk about the impact, and you have about 30 seconds or so.
Well, I think the big thing to think about is that, you know, Rite Aid could always come back in some capacity, maybe not as a large scale pharmacy, but there are ways for it to reinvent itself. So the hope is that once it does, that people will be able to get services that are just beyond buying medication and drugs at a pharmacy. And hopefully that will close that gap of pharmacy deserts in the region.
That is Marcus Biddle, Health Equity Fellow for WHYY's The Pulse. Thanks so much for joining us on
Thank
Studio
you.
2, Marcus. Your debut, not your last time on.
Thank you so much.